All right, WWIB, good morning. Doing things a little different this morning because usually first thoughts, we give you kind of first thing on my mind today in history, a devotion. But maybe teaming up first thing on my mind with some scripture, and then we'll do today in history and get you to a tune because, yeah, I don't know, just you plan your way, the Lord directs your steps. I don't know, yesterday took care of my work here, had some things, got to my sales job, and one source imaging downtown Eau Claire, but there were some issues going on upstairs, kind of a bit noisy, QuickBooks challenges, and so I thought I'm going to go out in the field. But I thought, well, I'm going to stop and take care of something and try to help my wife with Teamwork Africa, and then picked up something. Thought I'd head home, see my daughter Grace before she headed back to Madison. She wasn't there. Called my wife, said I'll drop the mail off, go inside, and there's rushing water coming through the ceiling. I mean, wow. That was so. Anyhow, we've got renters upstairs, and a hose had become loose from the faucet, and apparently lots of water went rushing into the basement to the cold air vent. That's where they got the bulk of it. I could see that this morning. Thank you to the folks at Steamatic. What they do is amazing. And then also, but we had other water draining into the kitchen, and so that was a giant trial. And so we're working through that. Your prayers are appreciated. Thank you. I know, and you do kind of, there's one of those things you go, well, it could be worse. The house could have burned to the ground, and that didn't happen. And so you do start thinking, like, well, it could be worse. And you do recognize that those words that we say to ourselves when we go through trials, why us, why this, why now? And the answer is, why not you? It's funny, yesterday I did play the song from Wren Collective, one of the great tunes off their new release, Folk, John 16:33. You know it, right? In this world, you'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Maybe we should bring that tune back. But the scripture I was thinking of was James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. They just come. Verse 3, be assured that the testing of your faith, though through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. Verse 4, and let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing. So that's from the Amplified this morning here on WWIB. In terms of a devotion, I'm not really amplifying on it other than just reading that. But it's funny because I did drop by a friend's house and drop off their tax letter in terms of supporting Teamwork Africa earlier yesterday. And I had shared, boy, how I love 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. And I hold on it even now, which in the Amplified says, therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed, or afraid. Though our outer self is progressively wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day by day. Verse 17, for our momentary light distress, this passing trouble is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, a fullness beyond all measure, surpassing all comparisons, a transcendent splendor and an endless blessedness. Thank you. That's not necessarily now, but we're looking forward, right? These three remain, faith, hope, and love. Verse 18, 2 Corinthians 4. So we look not at the things which are seen, water rushing through the ceiling into your kitchen, but at the things which are unseen, for the things which are visible are temporal, just brief and fleeting, but the things which are invisible are everlasting and imperishable. Amen and amen. So I told you a little different this morning. This day in history, former President Woodrow Wilson died at the age of 67 on this day in 1924. And in 1959, a plane crash in Clear Lake, Iowa claimed the lives of rockers Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson. Don McLean remembered the event in his classic song, American Pie, calling it the day the music died.
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
Yes, and Holly was just 22 years old, Valens was 17, and the Big Bopper was 28. Super Bowl 60 is coming on Sunday, Caleb.
And a lot of people, of course, paying attention to this game. Maybe you're watching because you're a Patriots fan or a Seahawks fan. Maybe you're just a football fan. Maybe you don't care a lick about football. You just love snacks or commercials. Either way, a very large amount of people We'll be watching the Super Bowl this Sunday.
That's right. So we have for you some Super Bowl stats, starting with about 62% of women in the U.S. say they're at least somewhat likely to watch the game, compared with 72% of men.
Also, a record 213.1 million U.S. adults plan to tune in to Super Bowl 60 this Sunday.
Wow, that's a lot. 121.1 million folks plan to throw or attend a Super Bowl party at a home. We've got an invite to one.
Super Bowl stats, another 18.2 million people plan to watch at a restaurant.
Total Super Bowl-related spending on food, drinks, apparel, decorations, and other items expect to hit over $20 billion, $20.2 billion, or about $94.77 per person. Wow.
$20 billion.
Crazy.
I love football.
Yeah.
Love the Super Bowl. That's a lot of money.
That is.
A couple more Super Bowl stats here. Surveys show roughly three-quarters of Americans say they eat more during the Super Bowl than at any other sporting event, and many say they eat too much.
And finally, an estimated 26.2 million employees say they'll miss work on Super Bowl Monday, likely costing over $5.2 billion in lost productivity. That's why some say that should be some kind of a holiday.
Super Bowl Monday or move. You know, honestly, I've kind of wondered about, because they have 2 weeks between the championship games and the Super Bowl, why not move it back to Saturday? Why not make it Saturday night? Then we could, but you don't want to miss church either. So,
yeah. And Sundays is typically a bigger TV watching day.
It's time again for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, we are family. Caleb and Halvo with you on this sunshine-filled Tuesday morning. We've got some sunshine to add into someone's life with three prizes, all related to the new I Can Only Imagine 2 movie that's coming out. We have the album Lifer and the album Almost There from Mercy Me, featuring the songs I Can Only Imagine, Even If. So both of those CDs for you, but also paired with this brand new movie, I Can Only Imagine 2, the story of Even If, Trusting God Through the Fire. It's a book written by Bart Millard of Mercy Me with his wife Shannon and Robert Nolan. So a book and two CDs for you if you can answer this question at 715-723-2555-723-2555. This one, shout out to all my gingers. I've got one at home. He's three. He's wild. He's crazy. I love him. Here is this week's question for Tuesday Trivia. People with red hair are more likely to do what? People with red hair are more likely to do this. Redheads, gingers, more likely to do what? 715-723-2555.
All right. So we go to the phones here, and people are already calling. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Lindsay from Fall Creek.
All right, what do you think?
Is it lose their temper?
Lose their temper. You know, that's probably one of the common things about folks with red hair.
Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you for the guess.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rick from Rice Lake.
All right, Rick, what do you think?
Apply sunscreen.
Okay. Sure.
Maybe more susceptible to burning. Could that be it? Sorry, Rick.
People with red hair are more likely to do this. To do what? 715-723-2555.
Lots of guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
All right, Jim.
How about be more adventurous?
All right, just more adventurous in general.
Yeah, take a walk on the wild side more. Could that be it? Sorry.
715-723-2555 to guess for Tuesday Trivia.
Three great guesses out of the gate, so let's go keep it going. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caleb from Cameron.
All right, Caleb from Cameron.
My guess is that they talk too much.
Talk too much. Okay. People with red hair are more likely to talk too much.
Yeah, you never know. Could that be what we're looking for, Caleb?
It's not it, Caleb, but try again, friend.
I'm just caught between two Calebs. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lindsay from Fall Creek again.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi. I was just thinking maybe it could be they're more likely to be in leadership roles of some kind.
Okay. More likely to be in leadership.
Yeah, good guess. Could that be it? Sorry, Lindsay.
Thank you for the guess. People with red hair are more likely to do this to do what?
723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Paul from Willard.
Hey,
how
Paul.
Are you guys?
What do you think?
I haven't heard anything because I had my radio shut off like a good boy. But
okay.
I'm going to guess get angry.
Get angry. That was actually our very first guess. So you can have a backup guess, a bonus guess.
I would say, I'm not even going to waste your time. Let me ponder on that.
All right. Ponder, thanks. Paul, and think about it. Call us back, friend.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Judy from Fall Creek.
All right. Hi, what do you think?
I'm going to say they freckle more easily.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. That's a great guess. Yeah, freckle more easily. Caleb, is that what we're looking for?
It is not, but thanks for the call from Cricket Country.
All right, we'll take three more guesses at 723-2555. Otherwise, move it on to after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lindsay from Fall Creek.
All right, Lindsay, try number three.
I'm just thinking maybe they're better at sports.
Okay. People with red hair more likely to do this, be better at sports.
Could that be it? Sorry, Lindsay.
Two guesses left.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Chippewa.
All right, Scott, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Travel to Ireland.
Travel? Sure.
Red hair people, are they more likely to travel to Ireland? Caleb?
No, but very plausible guess.
Yeah, good track. One more here until we push it back till after 8:15 with Tuesday Trivia. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard again.
All right, Paul, redheaded, you thought of something. What is it? Redhead people most likely to do what?
Well, the first one was actually true because my ex-wife was a redhead and I used to call her a ginger snap. But
okay.
But anyway, I'm going to say be fair-skinned or get cancer easily.
Ooh, boy, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one. Are they more likely to get cancer?
Is the Whip Wake Up Show looking to bring people to a big downer? That's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Paul. Think about it, friends, and call us back later on when we give you the next cue to call coming up after 8:15. Tuesday Trivia, try number two here on the Whip Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555 to try to answer this question. People with red hair are more likely to do this. People with red hair more likely to do what? We've got a brand new book in advance of I Can Only Imagine 2. It's the book Even If by Bart Miller with his wife Shannon. And also two Mercy Me CDs, yours as well, if you can get this.
And we have a caller already. It's Tony in Wauwatosa. Tony, you say you have a place up, or where's your place?
Up near Merrill.
Okay, near Merrill. All right, well, great to have you listening to the live stream at whip.com today. What's your guess?
My guess is that they're left-handed.
Left-handed. People with red hair more likely to be left-handed. Tony?
Could that be it for Tony from Tosa? Sorry.
Thank you for the call. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
All right, Jim. Well, what do you got for us today?
How about have red-headed children?
Okay, sure. Yeah. Makes sense.
That sure does make sense. Could that be what we're looking for? It's not. Sorry.
715-723-2555 to guess Tuesday Trivia here on WWIB.
Keep those guesses coming for our great prizes. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Tammy from Oak Mound.
Tammy, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Have green eyes.
Have green eyes. Okay, red hair, green eyes, that combo.
Mm-hmm. Could that be it? Yeah. No, sorry.
715-723-2555 to guess for a wonderful new book from Bart Millard of Mercy Me with his wife Shannon and two Mercy Me CDs.
What are people with red hair more likely to do, right?
More likely to do this. People with red hair are more likely to do what?
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Angus from Wausau.
I didn't hear the full thing. Okay.
They're more likely to do something.
Yep. People with red hair are more likely to do this, to do what? So that's kind of where we're leaving it hanging.
Maybe a lot of the guesses haven't been following the do part. But good observation by you, Angus. You're a close listener.
Yeah. I was going to say has freckles.
Yeah.
But that's off.
That's actually been guessed. Yeah.
I'll put some more thought into it. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Angus. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia. People with red hair more likely to do this.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Janine in Bryce Prairie, Alaska, Holman area.
Okay.
And redheaded people are more likely to need more Novocaine.
Huh.
Because they, and that actually is true.
Okay.
I don't know if it wins your contest, but it is true.
Yeah.
And it tends to be, runs with hereditary, they need more anesthesia than the typical person.
You said, do you work in a dental office?
No, I'm a redhead.
Okay.
Oh, so you just know that. Huh. I didn't know that. So every time
I go to the dentist or I have a medical procedure done, I have to let them know that I am a redhead, a true redhead, and therefore they have to bump up the dosage because we go through it faster so it doesn't take hold.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, right.
I feel like we can't buzzer. It's not the answer we're looking for, but again, we're learning something. Thank you so much.
People. So those people that are redheaded, they may have that issue. So always good to be aware.
Yes. Wow. I feel like this is the four things you didn't know yesterday. It's one thing I didn't know yesterday, and now I've been educated. Thank you so much.
I feel like we're starting a new podcast called Dental Talk. All right, three more guesses. 723-2555, 723-2555. Other than getting more Novocaine, what else do redheads do more of? 723-2555. We'll take three more this morning. If you've got them in you, folks. If you've got the guesses,
people with red hair more likely to do this. To do what? 715-723-2555.
All right. Well, do we go to the countdown? Looks like maybe Jim and Ernie is back again. Hi, Jim. Is it you?
Yes.
All right. What do you think?
How about exercise more?
Exercise okay. more. All right.
All right. And more likely to do more running, more calisthenics. Sorry, Jim.
Thank you for the call. Two more guesses if we get them at 723-2555.
We've got one. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chad from Augusta.
All right, Chad, what do you think?
About play golf.
Play golf?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some redhead golfers off the top of my head. But, yeah, could that be what we're looking for? Sorry, Chad.
One guess remaining. Otherwise, we kick this can down the road a little bit past 8:45, give you another shot then. But maybe we'll get it solved right here, right now.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Angus from Wausau again.
All right,
Angus. Is it dye your hair?
Is it dye your hair? People with red hair saying, beautiful red hair, but saying, yeah, I want a different color.
Could that be it for Angus? Is he going to be the winner? Sorry, Angus.
All right. 20-ish minutes. We'll come back and give you another shot at winning this great new book from Mercy Me's Bart Millard and his wife Shannon, two Mercy Me albums as well. Again, I Can Only Imagine, too. You're going to be hearing a lot more about that here in WWIB. Already hearing about the movie, and we're going to do something special with it on Valentine's Day. That's coming out tomorrow.
All right. I've been here at WIB for a while. And back in the day, I remember with my buddy Pete Dake, we did a show called Daybreak. But we would sometimes play something called Rate a Record. Yeah, we had albums back in the day. And then CDs and now digital. But Greg Stewart, our music director, came in and said, hey, there's a new tune. What do you guys think of it? So we'd love to hear what you think of it. Let us know on the listener line at 715-396-1670, 396-1670. The song is I Want to Grow Rich by a new artist, Drew P. WWIB. Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was a boy, I would get down on my knees. Loving creator, that will be done as you please. And if I should die before I awake, I would pray to the Lord for my soul to take. I'm a man now, father, and I truly desire for my faith to soar higher, deeper and wider. God, you know my every thought, every dream, every wish. And you know it's in my heart when I pray, Lord, I want to grow rich.
In love, in joy.
You said you didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you might bear some fruit if you remain in me and I remain in you. Whatever you wish, it will be done for you. I will seek your kingdom first, Lord, just as you say. I want to live just like you taught us in every way, every facet of my life, every part, every bit. And you know it's in my heart when I pray, Lord, I want to grow rich
in love, in joy, in peace.
I want to grow rich
in patience.
My helper, when I am weak, my comforter, my protector. How you work in my life to me is a mystery. Every battle you fight and my strife ends in victory. Faith, hope, and love I want to share with those around me. Give me the strength to spread the good news so boldly. Open my ears to every word that you say, and you know it's in my heart when I pray, Lord, I want to grow rich
in love.
No fear.
same. Just want to grow in the fruit of your spirit so I can glorify your name.
We started that three-song set with a new one from Drew P, I Want to Be Rich, and we did get some reaction.
Yeah, apparently my three-year-old, the toddler, Teddy, says, yeah, two thumbs up on that one, bopping to it at home at the Swenson household.
Very good. I agree with him.
All right, there you go. Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, We Are Family. 715-723-2555 to call in and guess your chance to win two different albums from Mercy Me, Lifer, and their original album, Almost There, but also the brand new book, Even If, written by Bart Millard with his wife, Shannon Millard, and Robert Nolan helping out as well, too. And that's in advance of I Can Only Imagine 2, which is coming out very soon now that we're here in February. And you'll be hearing more about that very soon, about what we are planning to do with it on Valentine's Day at Mycon Cinemas. So, 715-723-2555. We're having a redheaded theme to our question this morning for Tuesday trivia, and it's this. People with red hair are more likely to do what? People with red hair are more likely to do this. 715-723-2555.
All right, what are they more likely to do? Let us know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Fall Creek.
All right, Lindsay, what do you think this time?
I think maybe it's require more anesthesia during surgeries.
So we've had that they need more Novocaine, so I guess it could be kind of in that same vein, yeah.
Someone who is a redhead said that she knows that to be the case, but no, that's not it. Anesthesia, thanks.
Thank you.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Bernie.
All right, Jim.
How about become more of a in a leadership role?
Okay.
Instead of follower?
More likely to be a leader.
Okay,
if
sure.
If you're a redhead, right? Maybe you stand out, your different hair color. That's not what we're looking for. Thanks. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony from Wauwatosa.
Tony, good to hear from you again. What do you think?
I think it's avoid going to the dentist.
Oh, avoiding going to the dentist.
Yeah.
Maybe because you need more Novocaine.
All right. Could that be what we're looking for, Caleb?
It is not.
All right.
Thank you, Tony from Tosa. People with red hair more likely to do this. To do what? 715-723-2555.
Tony, expanding the bounds of the WIB listening area.
I know. We say Western Central Wisconsin. We're all across the great state and beyond.
I love it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Now we'll go back to Osseo. Melissa.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. What do you think?
I missed it also, but I'm going to guess sunburn.
Sunburn. I'm looking back. We had apply sunscreen, but we didn't actually have more likely to sunburn.
So that's a great guess. Unfortunately, that's not it.
Thank you, Melissa. Good to hear from Osseo.
All right, we'll take three more here on WWIB at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Arlette from Altoona.
All right, Arlette, what do you think?
Is it wear sunscreen?
That was guessed a little bit earlier, but you can have a backup bonus guess if you'd like.
Stay out of the sun?
Stay out of the sun.
More likely to stay out of the sun because maybe they're afraid of burning, and that is not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Thank you, Arlette from Altoona, 715-723-2555. Again, you don't have to have a name that's alliterated with the city that you're from, but we do enjoy it.
We do enjoy it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Lindsay from Fall Creek.
Okay. What do you think, Lindsay?
I was just thinking maybe it could be they're more likely to wear hats.
To wear hats. So a lot of, again, staying out of the sun type of guesses.
Could that be what we're looking for, Caleb?
No, it's not it.
Sorry, Lindsay. We'll go one more here. One more today, otherwise after 7:15 on a Win It Wednesday tomorrow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Melissa from Osseo.
Melissa, all right. Represent the great city of Osseo. What do you think?
I think they're more likely to dance.
More likely to dance?
Yeah.
Like no one's watching.
Could that be what we're looking for the win, Melissa? Sorry.
Good guesses, though. And again, great participation today. We love it. We appreciate it. Win It Wednesday, as so often happens, we'll get the carryover question from Tuesday trivia. We'll try again after 7:15 tomorrow. If we don't get a winner then, the clues start after 7:45.
But after Melissa's guess, and since we've got two Mercy Me CDs on the line leading into I Can Only Imagine 2, we got to go with this one.
Hey!